Staged truck accident scheme trial unfolds in Louisiana. The trial of attorneys Jason Giles and Vanessa Mata, who are charged with orchestrating staged truck accidents in the New Orleans area, has begun. The jury trial is expected to run for 3 to 4 weeks, according to reports from NBC New Orleans affiliate WDSU. This case marks a significant development in the ongoing investigation into the staged accident scheme, dubbed Operation Sideswipe by federal prosecutors. The King Law Firm, where Giles worked, is also a criminal defendant in this case. The firm's attorney, Rick Simmons, presented an opening statement arguing that the firm obtained good results from cases and that referrals came from the success of the firm in advertising. He pressed the jury to find a distinction between legitimate crashes and staged crashes, suggesting that Giles and the firm did their due diligence when allegations of suspicious activity were raised. Vanessa Mata's attorney, Sean Toomey, presented an opening statement claiming that Mata was fully at fault in her involvement with Sean Alfredish, who is accused of murder. Toomey argued that Mata was a baby-naive lawyer with terrible taste in men, but not a criminal. The referrals she received from Alfredish were coming to her because of his relationship with the larger scheme. The testimony of Danny Keating, one of the defendants who pleaded guilty and is now scheduled to be sentenced next month, has been a significant part of this trial so far. Keating claimed that he was approached by Damian Labod, another defendant, and Jason Giles at the start of the scheme, when he was short on cash after going through a divorce. Keating testified that he kept $100,000 to $150,000 in cash at his home for payments, and admitted to having involvement in at least 120 wrecks. However, it's worth noting that this number may be exaggerated, as the U.S. Attorney's Office currently lists indictments of 49 persons, with some incidents described multiple collisions per indictment. The trial has also revealed more dollar figures, including $119,000 in payments to murdered potential witness Cornelius Garrison, according to a CPA and tax preparer for Sean Alfredish. This testimony highlights the extent of the scheme's financial motivations. It remains to be seen how this trial will play out, but it's clear that the staged accident scheme has had far-reaching consequences for those involved. The fact that no other defendants have gone to trial so far suggests that the prosecution is building a strong case against Mata and Giles. The trial of Mata and Giles marks a significant milestone in the ongoing investigation into Operation Sideswipe. As the trial continues, it will be interesting to see how the jury responds to the evidence presented by both sides. Ultimately, this trial has the potential to shed light on the inner workings of the staged accident scheme and the individuals involved. The outcome will have significant implications for those affected by the scheme, as well as for the trucking industry as a whole.